Galway United are back in action this coming Friday evening, 7:45 in the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Another SSC or Tricity League Premier Division game away to Derry City. We have fond memories of the last time we were there. Delighted to be joined by manager John Coffey to look ahead to the game. And John, first things first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway FM.
Thank you very much, Darren.
John, before we talk about Derry City, of course, we're recording this on Thursday. The FAI Cup second round draw has taken place. We touched on it when we spoke last week, and a home game against Longford Town. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously, we had a great run the cup last year, getting to the semi-final, and certainly, you know, always the cup brings around a lot of excitement. The next round will be played, Darren, until the last week of July, but obviously, we got the home draw against Longford. We're happy with that. Obviously, you want to get a home draw in the cup, and you know, so we're hoping to Longford. So that's certainly a tie we look forward to.
Yeah, it's a tie we look forward to. And while people will look at it on paper and say Premier Division team at home against the First Division team, of course, we've lots of history with Longford, recent history, and we know how very, very difficult they can be to break down and get a result.
Yeah, funny, last season, you know, out of the 36 league games, we won 30 games, and it was 34 games, Darren, that we were unbeaten out of 36, and the only two games we lost were Longford. They've proven a bogey team to us over the last 3 or 4 years, so there's that element of risk. But look, I suppose, yes, of course we'll be favourites because we're in the Premier Division, and we'll deal with it when it comes up. But certainly, we won't be underestimating them, and we know we'll have to prepare properly. And but at the same time, it is a home draw, and the cup is always exciting. But certainly, I suppose the fact it's Longford, all the supporters will be certainly will be more wary than if it was another First Division club, may I say.
And of course, finally, in this one, it'll be a big day for A. Dervin as well. Not long after him leaving Longford to come to Galway.
Yeah, I think he'll be excited about that, because obviously he's a local lad. He played with Longford most of his career, so certainly he will be looking forward to it, as all the lads will, Darren, because the cup is always special. But certainly, there's always shocks in the cup, and certainly we want to make sure it's not us.
Well, we certainly hope that goes well, but as you mentioned, that's a month down the line. A lot of business to take care of beforehand. Before we focus on Friday night, quick word on last week. Disappointing for the unbeaten run to come to an end, especially, I suppose, the way it happened with that goal conceded 2 minutes to go. But look, Galway United is still very much in the mix despite that disappointment in St. Pat's.
Yeah, absolutely, Darren. You know, the first half was fairly even. Obviously, Pat's with one up 10 minutes before half time. We were very disappointed to concede the goal. We felt we could have defended it better, but we spoke at half time. In the second half, the lads came out and they were superb. If anything, it was probably our best 45 minutes away from home, and we equalised, and you know, we hit the crossbar, and it looked like we were going to win the match. And in the last minute they broke away, and again, from our point of view, we spoke about it, we were disappointed with that we conceded, because we certainly felt we could have prevented it. And you know, we got stuck with a last minute winner against us. So yeah, that was disappointing. But Darren, you know, these lads have worked so hard all year. They've been underestimated. Not many other clubs have given us much of a chance, and they've worked tirelessly. We're halfway through the season. We're mid table. We know that Derry tomorrow night, they're one of the title contenders. They're probably, certainly at the start of the season, were the favourites with Shamrock Rovers to win the league. With Shelburne in the mix, it's still very tight, but Derry certainly had the firepower to win the league if they put a consecutive run together. They beat Waterford 3-0 the other night. They were really, really impressive. So we know it's like the Brandywell, and you know, we know we're going to have to defend really, really well. And you know, when the opportunities come to us on the break and on the counter-attack, we're going to have to take those. But certainly, you know, there's no doubt that we're going to be under pressure tomorrow. But the lads have done great all year, and you know, we've prepared well all week for the match, and we know how strong and the strengths Derry have with Hoban, Duffy, McMullen, McElhenney, all these lads. So you know, so look, we're well tuned in on how they play, and we just must make sure that we settle down and play our own game.
Yeah, if anything, John, it probably focuses the minds, because we've complimented your defence so many times, even in our own conversations this season. You'll be disappointed to concede goals like that, but then again, that just gets the mind focused again for some of those players you've mentioned, and it gives a Derry City team that no doubt will be remembering your last trip to the Brandywell.
Yeah, I suppose that's the scenario where we have done well against them, and as you say, Darren, like we beat them in the Brandywell and drew in Terryland. So, you know, we have done well, but, you know, our manager has been speaking about them trying to get a consistency, and he just feels that if they string a couple of wins together, that they could go on a long run, which they could well do, Darren. And maybe, you know, for them, they might feel that after hammering Waterford 3-0 on Monday night, that could be the kickstart for them. They were 3 up after 25 minutes, and they were so good. So, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, in the early part of the game, that we don't go behind, and because we know that it becomes much more difficult. But at the same time, you know, we have been brilliant at keeping clean sheets and not giving away goals. So unfortunately, last week we did give two away, which was disappointing. So let's hope tomorrow night that we can get back to keep clean sheets again.
Yeah, we've entered into the second half of the season now, our second trip to the Brandywell too. Like, obviously, everybody's established that Galway United are a solid team in the middle there too. Derry City will want to improve on that day as well. But I suppose, John, what I want to ask is, when we were talking last week, we kind of knew the rumour that the Shamrock Rovers game wasn't going to happen. So the fact that you didn't have to play Monday, does that allow you that few extra days to really focus on this task?
Yeah, a good point, Darren. I suppose, after Friday night, I think we'd have loved to have had the game on Monday, particularly being the bank holiday Monday, because obviously ticket sales have been very big. We were expecting a sellout crowd. So from that point of view, I think we were looking forward to it in our plans. Then obviously when we got the word that the game was going to be called off, I suppose we knew 2 days before Pat's it was going to be called off. So we had been prepared for that. So yeah, it gives us a full week. Running into Terry, certainly, you know, we're flying fit and we'll be fresh and everything like that, so that all helps. Yeah, it's one of those scenarios we have no control over. What we do have control over is making sure that we're ready for tomorrow night, and that we're ready from the start of the match, and that we're not in the back foot very early on, and that we don't concede early on. That's what we have to prepare for.
Yeah, I get the feeling, listening to you there, John, I think you've touched on it as well, that while obviously there's things to take from last week's game leading into this one, and no doubt things to take from previous games against Derry City in their current form, that you're really focusing and just continuing building what you've built so far, because you trust the lads to go out there and on the majority of occasions get the desired result.
Yeah, and as I said, the fans have been fantastic this year, and you can see by the lads that even last Friday night, you know, they were speculating that we'd up to three other supporters at the away match in Patch, which was brilliant. We know we'll have a big crowd again tomorrow night travelling with us, and you know, the lads have given everything, as the fans can see. So it's about us making sure we're back to basics and we do what we do well, and hopefully if we do that, then we get a result. But it is another big challenge to us, but we're looking forward to the game, Darren, and going to Brandywell is always exciting.
What's the feeling like among the squad, John? And I asked that question regarding that, like, last time you would have been in Derry, you were still finding your feet in the Premier Division, you'd picked up one or two results, but now the lads, no doubt, are very, very comfortable in themselves that they can compete at the top level.
Yeah, I think that's important, Darren. Obviously, coming out of the First Division, we're halfway through the season, we're mid-table. The lads have been really impressive, but I suppose, Darren, sport to sport, it's only halfway. You can see the way the league is. It's so tight. Two or three wins has you in the top four. Two or three losses can have you in the bottom two or three. You saw Dundalk, since John Daly has gone in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, his first game, they lost against us. They turned around and they drew with Derry last Friday night. Then they had a fantastic win away to Pats on Monday. They lifted themselves off the bottom of the table. So you can see straight away that Sligo, then had been third last, and they've drawn away to Derry, and they've beaten Shelburne last weekend, or last Monday night. So we drawn them on the night to beat Shelburne last Friday, so they're after getting 6 out of 6 over the weekend. So it just shows you everyone is turning teams over. It's just so tight, and it's halfway through the season. We just have to keep our form going, because, you know, if we go through a bad run, we'll be in the bottom two, and that's the last place we want to be.
No, certainly we hope you come back with at least a point there too, and no doubt it will be competitive. John, before I let you go, any injury concerns of note?
No, the main two at the moment are Wasim has a little knock, and Vince Bourne has a knock as well. So, but look, we're giving them until the last minute to prove their fitness. Other than that, everyone else seems to be okay.